So, hello Randy.
Hi Steve.
Wouldn't it be good to chat about the cycle map?
Probably, because I'm going to end up talking about it a lot.
So what is the cycle map?
Well, the cycle map is a customized version of OpenStreetMap. So, like, the normal map is, like most online maps, orientated around car drivers. The cycle map takes all the same data that's in OpenStreetMap, but shows it completely differently. So we don't show motorways very prominently. Instead, we show cycle routes. We show bike parking instead of car parking and bike shops and all things that cyclists would be interested in. And we show contour lines and hill colouring, which is much more important for cyclists than people who can just press the accelerator and blast on up the hill.
So, whereabouts is Open Cycle Map covered?
Open Cycle Map is worldwide now. It started off in July 2007, just in the UK, and then added more bits of Europe because there was lots of good stuff happening in the Netherlands and Germany, and now it covers the entire world.
So how has it evolved over time?
Well, it started by me getting frustrated about people talking about how good it would be to have a cycle map on the mailing list. And I desperately wanted one as well, so with the help of my flatmate, Dave Stubbs, we set up a copy of the main OpenStreetMap software to make the maps. And then I started with a bit through Richmond Park in southwest London, made a big bright red stripe where there was a cycle route marked in, and it kind of evolved from there, getting a little bit garish and a little bit more pleasant to the eye. And it's just gone on in fits and starts for the last couple of years. The main things were just after State of the Map this year, my list of things that I wanted to do that I had up on a slide at the end of our conference talk kind of spurred me into doing it. And I got a sponsorship from CloudMed to run the servers, and that was the final bit to extend it to the whole world. But a lot of it's driven by people emailing me and with suggestions for things to put on. So things like the drinking water fountains came from the Italian OpenStreetMap community because they'd been mapping out all the drinking fountains. It was just not something I'd even thought of. Or I had a volunteer from Kent who'd been marking in carved wooden mileposts that the UK Cycle Network has right there, and he'd been diligently adding them to OpenStreetMap and came along one day, gave me some icons and said they'd love to see them on the map, so more than happy to help.
So what kind of usage activity do you get on like a daily, weekly, monthly basis?
Well, I think it's usually between about 200 or 400 visitors a day to OpenCycleMap.org, but that's only people who go to that specific website. OpenStreetMap uses it as its alternative layer, or as one of the alternative layers. So I get quite a lot of traffic from there, and similar amounts from other websites, because what I'm really keen on doing with these map tiles is letting other people use them on their websites. So there's places like bikemap.de, I think is one of them, and various other websites where they've got their own thing, maybe it's their own area, and they don't want to go through all the hassle of setting up the renderer and keeping it up to date and fixing it when it goes wrong and stuff like that. So
where else is the future of OpenCycleMap?
What do I think is peer into my crystal ball and,
yeah,
and make predictions for OpenCycleMap? Well, there's a lot more cycle data needs to go into OpenStreetMap. We're only just starting to scratch the surface with on-road bike lanes and facilities that aren't long-distance cycle routes but are more complex than just a single point for bike parking. So that's likely to evolve. And other things like bus lanes and so on. I've got some more cartography stuff I want to do. There's a couple of bits where, like, if you've got eye for detail, then the icons don't quite work together and they overlap one another and stuff like that. But overall, I think it's kind of getting there. My focus is now turning on to trying to do what I've done for cycling to other bits of OpenStreetMap. There's lots of people as well working on on hiking maps, and I've got some ideas for stuff I want to do with that, and bus route maps and walking routes and stuff like that. So I think there'll be more variety of things in the future.
Well, you must be pretty happy. It's a sort of fantastic little project.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, people want to talk about it all the time, including you.
So, if we turn to API 0.6, that's something you've also been working on, right?
Yeah.
So, where are we with that?
Well, it's been a long time coming.
Do you think it's going to be better than API 0.1?
Better than 0.1? I don't know. I wasn't around for 0.1, so, you know, maybe it was awesome because you wrote it all and then, you know, something happened in the middle, but 0.6 is definitely going to be better than the ones that I've used, 0.5 and 0.4, that's without a doubt. How many people will notice the differences is kind of hard to say, because a lot of the work that we're doing with 0.6 is really low-level fundamental stuff that all of our mappers and contributors probably won't notice at first. The only difference they're going to notice is the editors will ask them to give like a summary of what they've been doing in the mapping session, and hopefully all the editors will kind of like hide the details behind it. But we're doing lots of stuff for making it more reliable and consistent, using transactions in the database and versioning in the numbers, so that when you've got like a group of people at a mapping party, everybody's sat around in the pub trying to edit at the same time, that there should be a lot fewer problems with people like conflicting with one another. But the biggest thing that 0.6 is going to do is enable better anti-vandalism tools and better monitoring tools, so that when someone makes a mistake, deliberately or accidentally, we'll be able to figure out all the stuff they've been doing that day much more easily and work them again. Work on fixing. So I don't think many contributors will notice at first all the differences that we've been doing, but it's when we build the new tools on top of it, these new anti-vandalism tools, that we just simply can't do with 0.5 the way it is at the moment. That's going to be when it really pays off. And it's been a long project. Like, people who've been involved in it know that we started with a hack meeting in Putney, like it was March 2008. And we got like halfway done there, and then there was a big pause, and more recently we've been doing stuff. We organised another hack weekend in London, which was really successful, had people from all around Europe coming to help. Who were those people? Frederick Ram came in, along with another guy whose name escapes me, and we had Richard Fairhurst, who writes Potlatch, made it for the Saturday, and Tom Hughes and Grant Slater, who are two DB admins, Matt and Sean from CloudMade, and myself as well. Dave Stubbs was bravely hacking on Potlatch code, which he always loves to. Harry came in. We had Harry Wood, the other guy from Manchester down, working on GPX importers. So we were working on a wide variety of things. It wasn't, because we can't just do the 0.6 translation without all the supporting tools as well. So we're always needing to work with the guys who write the editors, Josem, Mercator, Potlatch, and make sure that they're on board with all the changes. All the different bits of infrastructure like Osmosis and OSMTP GSQL, they all need updating as well. So It's been a big challenge, and because it's one of these changing fundamentals of the way that OpenStreetMap works, it always involves way more engineering than you'd think from what you end up with at the end. And then there's just the simple logistics of OpenStreetMap has some ridiculous number of objects in its database now, so like just migrating the data from one database structure to another is an entire project on its own, never mind having figured out what that new database structure needs to be.
So if I'm Joe Average Mapper, what is API 0.6 going to mean to me? Better, faster, cheaper, longer, deeper, cheaper.
Yep, all of those. All of those, a commit message, and
So I'll be able to say, when I commit something, I'll be able to say I've just added the Tesco's.
Yeah, so there's lots of things where, like, when you're making an edit, it's not clear to everybody why. So, like, if you move a street, you might want to say that the aerial imagery is wrong, that somebody had aligned the aerial imagery to a recite date, or maybe the road's moved, or maybe it's just a bit of tiger data fix-up. And trying to explain why you've been doing stuff or what it was you were doing, or whether you've, like, finished with that area, or it's a kind of like work in progress, don't worry, I just need to go feed the kids, I'll be back in tomorrow to finish it off. You'll be able to put these kind of what a lot of people in the software world call commit messages, just little notes and annotations to what's going on. And we've yet to see, we need to benchmark it and see whether it's going to be faster or not, but OpenStreetMap Foundation are looking at getting new servers, new big whiz-bang ultra server to run the new database on. So I'm hoping people will see everything going faster.
So our new servers do go to warp 11 or just 10?
10 and a half, I think. Yeah.
Cool. So what are the concrete sort of next steps to getting 0.6 done?
Well, Matt's back in London in the CloudMed office working on the migration script. Trying to migrate the data is really complicated because of foreign key constraints and consistency checks that need to be written into the migration script. So when he's got that finished, we've got a couple of bits of hardware that we're going to do benchmarking on, because we need to make sure that all this new ultra cool software actually works fast enough for all of our contributors, especially when we get another 1,000 people a day or thereabouts. It's crazy. So there'll be benchmarks. We're going to look at testing a couple of database engines, MySQL and Postgres, and see how they stack up against one another. And meanwhile, we've got people testing on the OpenStreetMap development server, testing the editor tools, making sure they're fine. And as far as I'm aware, all the tools are working, they just need a bit of polish. So it's really down to this database stuff, it's planning the migrations. When we know how long it's going to take, and we're confident that it's going to work, then the server admins from the OpenStreetMap Foundation will schedule when this downtime is going to be, because it's just one of these processes. It's going to be in the order of like days to transition. It's not going to be a 5-minute outage whilst we swap over databases. So we'll need to make sure nobody's in the middle of a mapping party or anything like that. But these things much easier back the last time we were doing migrations, where there was a chance that there might not be a mapping party on a particular weekend. But you know, nowadays there's like 5 every week, you know. It's going to be hard, but I'm pretty confident that the new database structure will last us quite a long time. There's lots more work that will be going on without needing such
big editors. So if people want to help, what should they do?
There's lots of help that people can do, all focused around making sure the editors are working, because they're really complicated beasts and everybody has their own way of doing mapping. So you might do things in a slightly different order than the guy who writes the software. So there's a wiki page which has all the details how to set up the new versions of JOSM and Mercator to talk to this test server that I mentioned earlier. And you can go in there, play around, see whether it breaks or not, test the website itself, test, make logins, send DAG entries and all these kind of things. And we've got guys who are monitoring the error logs on the server. So if anything goes wrong, even some people are finding things going wrong but not reporting it to us. But we're still picking up the details from the server logs. So any help there is greatly appreciated.
So if people want to talk to you about OpenCycleMap or API 0.6, where do they get in touch?
Oh, they get in touch any way they like. Andy at gravitystorm.co.uk is a favourite channel, but I've got a blog that people can read on gravitystorm.co.uk. Lots of people put comments on that, or on the mailing list as well.
You know, so where did Gravity Storm come from?
Gravity Storm, it's quite old now. Someone else out there on the internet can probably look it up quicker than I can as to when I registered it. But key thing, doesn't mean anything, but everybody knows how to spell it without you having to read it out to them.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no worries.